Hi, this is Apostle Stephen L. Anders of Inspired Word Kingdom Ministries, located at 3410 West on Burleigh Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also 411 Brady Street in Elkhart, Indiana. For over the last few weeks, we have been dealing with the spirit of rejection. A rejected spirit will hinder an individual from maturing. And also, we're talking about the stages of spiritual rejection and how do it look? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. But we also have what we call the superhuman spiritual strength, or our walk in spiritual faith, which is what Jesus emphasized and showed by demonstration, by shaking it off, continuing in a different area, operating your gift, and also producing a spiritual adult mindset. We pray that this word begin to bless you. For all of you who have been dealing with the spirit of rejection, we know that it's a word that is sometimes not begin to be given in church or in ministry, kind of shy away from it. But today, we are uprooting the spirit of rejection. Enjoy the message.
And if you're not a witness, amen, you could sit on down, but hallelujah. But we're going to praise him on today because he's been good. Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. Come on, Brother Richard. Come on, witnesses, put your hands together. In my soul, I got goodness untold. I got another day. I got a lot to say. He's been good. Oh, yes, he has. He's been good. Yeah, yeah. Well, I got new life. I got my own right mind. I got light to shine. He's my bottom line. He's been good. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. My God's been good. Yeah, yeah. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you?
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Can I hear from you?
Can I?
Can I get a
witness? Come on, witnesses.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? He did good. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. He's been. Oh, yes, he's been. He's been good. Yes.
He's been
good. Yeah, yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. I can't hold it. I can't hold it. He's been good. I can't hold it. I can't hold it. He's been good. Yes, he has. I can't hold it. He's been good. I can't hold it. He's been good. I can't hold it. He's been good. God's been good to me. You can't tell it. Let me tell it. I gotta tell it. You can't tell my story. You can't tell it. He's been good. Oh. hands together like he's done something good in your life. Come on now. Yeah. Can I get a witness? Witnesses, can I hear you? Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. God has been good. Yes, he has. Me, I can hold it. I can hold it. He's been so good. He's been good. He's been good. God is. He's been good. He is good. He is good. He is good. Yes, he is. Come on and put your hands together every time you praise a good praise God and put your hands together. You letting the devil know that God has been good. You can't tell it like I can tell it. Woo. I got a story to tell. God has been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. Yes, he has. Oh, God, you've been so, so good. Woo! You can't tell it. Let me tell it. Woo! You can't tell my story, cause God's been good. It's my story. I gotta tell it. I gotta tell it. He's been good. Woo! Hey! He's been good. God. I gotta tell it. Wherever I go, I gotta tell it. If I like it, I gotta tell it. For a job, I gotta tell it. Wherever I go, I gotta tell it. Oh, wherever I go. He has been good. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been good. Has it been good?
Song, and I don't care how many times you get on your face, if you get up and you have not changed or done anything different, then guess what's going to happen, family? You're going to get the same results, right? So 1 Corinthians 13:11 says this. When I was a child, he said, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We're going to revisit that again. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, when I became a mature individual who understand the concept of walking as a spiritual man. Now, I'm not talking about a man. I'm talking about a spiritual man. So when I was a sinful child, when I was first coming, or when I first came into the understanding of the first principles of God, which is baptism and the Holy Spirit, that's all I understood, right? I understood as a child, and I only spoke from the first principles. The first principles, again, were things that you learn what faith is and how to operate. Those are the childish things, right? And then he goes on and said, I understood as a child. That's what I understood. and I thought as a child. But now that I'm a spiritual man, now I'm a spiritual man. I don't go back to the first principles. I operate on the higher level of my spiritual authority. All right. And I'm going to show you this, how the spirit of rejection keeps you and I from operating as the total spiritual man we are, or the total spiritual. When I say man, I mean man and woman in general. I'm just not centering it to us as a gender specific thing. When I say man, I mean male and female together, right? So a rejected spirit will hinder an individual from maturing. I wrote this last night. A rejected spirit will hinder an individual from maturing. And how does that happen? In three ways. He's speaking as a child, unlearned without the ability to shift. Remember, I'm changing the concept from when we first started talking about this scripture a long time ago in early January. And now I'm adding the spiritual makeup to it and I'm building upon it. And I want y'all to listen as leaders and individuals who are taking this thing seriously. I want y'all to check this out now. A rejected spirit will hinder an individual from maturing. Speaking as a child, unlearned without the ability to shift. Think about it. Shift what? Shift the atmosphere. Shift minds. Shift directions. Shift people's thinking from where they are, right? Or deliver them. You can't deliver them. You can't motivate or inspire. When you begin to speak as a child, you no longer are, you are unlearned without the ability to shift, deliver, motivate, or inspire, right? Then you understand as a child. You cannot understand spiritual teaching. You can only relate to the first principles of doctrine. That goes back to the first principles of doctrine. And if you've been in Bible class and the end of 2021, I had Elder Will go over the whole principle. We was going over the whole first principles, the principles of baptism and all these things. And if he was in there, those was the first principles, right? But we leave the first principles because the first principles became the foundation of who we are and what we're going in God. So understanding as a child, you cannot understand spiritual teaching. You can only relate to the first principles of doctrine, right? Then you're thinking as a child, has a child personality. What is that like? A first principle personality. You cannot advance your spiritual thinking. You can't advance out the box thinking all the time. Spiritual people are not spiritual 5 days a week. They are spiritual 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are spiritual all the time. You're not turning it on and off like a light switch. When you are a spiritual individual, family, you walk in this thing totally all the time because you are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God, right? So thinking as a child keeps you operating outside of your spiritual character. You walk in your natural personality. You walk in the personality of your flesh. So what happens with that? You have flesh conversations. You have childlike conversations. You do not have a spiritual tongue of the learned. You can confess it because you know how to read it. We know how to mimic. We know how to operate. And that's something that the spirit of rejection does. It puts on a mask to have us to look like we know what we're doing, but truthfully, we don't. We walk like it, we talk like it, because that's the spirit of rejection. That's the mask of the spirit of rejection. That's what it does, right? So do not have spiritual tongue to learn. They confess to be spiritual. They confess to have a spiritual personality, but they display childlike responses to spiritual teaching. What that means? You are not able to comprehend the spiritual concepts of the word. You will actually think that you're being attacked. Let me throw some rocks in the air or something. When you begin to walk under this spirit of rejection, thinking that you have arrived to a spiritual personality and concept and thinking and understanding spiritually, when you have not, then guess what happened? When you hear true spiritual teaching, come on now, spiritual teaching concerning subjects, things, and all these stuff that go on, then you will actually misinterpret what's going on. Why? Because your spiritual mind has not been developed. And I'm going to share this with you guys, because we talked about this in the beginning about the mind of the people of God, the adolescent, the child, and all these things. But all these was personality traits that we talked about in the spirit. And it's in biblical terminologies also for us. And what we really need to look at, I hope I'm not losing y'all, but what we really need to look at is how our brain developed through the time we are, but how it develops spiritually. That's the first thing that Jesus said. He said, man, one of the writers said, let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be also in you. In other words, have a Christ mind. How does a Christ mind look? It's a mature mind that is developed spiritually. How do you know? Because when he was baptized in the water by John, the Bible said that he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, or by the Holy Spirit, to be tempted of the devil, to test his maturity level of his spiritual mind. So when he got, oh man, when he got there, when he fasted for 40 days, he said, I'm killing this flesh. He said, I'm a reject. In the scripture, he said there was, he was rejected of men. He said, I'm going to kill the spirit of rejection in the wilderness. And I'm going to kill it because I cannot operate as a spiritual being who don't know how to walk when I'm being rejected. I have to know that I have the tongue of the learned when all the time. So when he went into the wilderness for 40 days, the time of completion, when he came out, we always go to the and allude to this. What did he do? The devil came to him because he went there to be tempted. Now, while he was there for the 40 days, temptation did not happen. He was killing off the influencing spirit of temptation and the flesh. So when he arrived out of the 40 days after the fast, see, that's why when you're fasting, you ain't tempted during the fast. You tempted after the fast. What you finna do after the fast? So after he came out of the 40 days of spiritual reconstructioning, what he did was the enemy came to him and said, man, I know you hungry. I'm appeal to your childlike mind that you need to eat. Spiritual beings don't need to eat. Spiritual beings eat the word of the Lord, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I do not live by the bread of the earth. I live by the bread of heaven, the word of God, the untouchable word of God, the unflawed word of God. It is that word that begins to infiltrate my mind and begin to cause me to walk spiritually into a place that I become the total man, the total being that God called me to be. The more word I eat, the more spiritual I become. The more I begin to pray, the more spiritual I become. Spirituality is not a natural concept. Spirituality looks at the things of the world as being things that I don't need. Spiritual things, spiritual beings don't need a house. Your flesh need a house. Spiritual being need to understand the spirit of the word, the discernment and the concept, hearing things in the spirit and operating and flowing in the spirit. That's what we need to get you to. While your flesh said we need a house and you need a big house, it's cool, but then you need the spirit of the Lord in that house, which is in you. All right. Okay, let me go on to get into this thing. So he goes on, he comes out of the wilderness conquered. He becomes a conqueror. He do not desire the food. And guess what? He do not desire fame. He's not worrying about how people view him. The spirit of rejection does. It worries about, cause spiritual delay in your mind because it teaches you that you need validation from the world, right? Right. And you should not be rejected. You got to look like the world. That's why he had to say, we in the world, but we not of the world. We ain't of this world. You in it. Don't walk in the natural things of this world. This is not it. This is not what we're supposed to do. We're a spiritual being. That's why we say we can speak those things which be not as though they were. That's why when we look at Jesus walking on water, it goes against all the formalities and everything of law of physics. We walk in that spiritual mindset. The things that Jesus did, we can also do. That's why money come to us easy. High five somebody on the right or left. You say money comes to me easy. Boy, I'm a millionaire in the making. That's what. I'm a spiritual being and I'm about to pull money from my future to my present time. That's what we teach you in the spirit, right? So let me get into this so we can get going. So you have childlike responses to spiritual teaching. Death and life. Y'all know I'm about to go with this, right? Is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You can't do that in the flesh. Only spirit can do that, right? So in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul separates and distinguishes the things spoken by the children and those spoken by adults. He said, as mature saints, we are to speak with the wisdom, the mature things of the word. Come on now. In Hebrews 5 and 12 through 14, he says, we see that that our understanding is to be matured. We have a maturity in our spiritual walk with God, and it's only related by what we say out of our mouth. And guess what, family? It's not temporal. This is not something that go on and off. This is something that is on all the time. That's why you got to be spiritual and reject the spirit of rejection. Okay. Let me slow down because I'm excited about this word. Spiritual stages of rejection may differ in many individuals, but they typically are the same across the board, right? Because we are spiritual beings wrapped in a fleshly body, we are subject to the emotions of the flesh. Now, I want to help you because we're spiritual beings wrapped in an emotional body. We are subject to the things of the flesh. It's hard to separate from these fleshly emotions simply because we are subject to them. We are flesh. We grew up flesh-minded. You know flesh. You've been in flesh. I've been in flesh for 51 years. I'm constantly dissolving my spiritual concept of my fleshly nature, and I'm constantly rebelling against the ideas of my fleshly mind. Even though I have a spiritual mind, I still have a fleshly mind, right? So I have to fight and understand and rationalize and understand what is God wanting for my life, right? So when I'm having conversations, I can't look like I'm being attacked by my leader or by my pastor or by my wife or by Prophet Banks or whoever come and give me spiritual wisdom, because my fleshly mind said, man, these niggas don't understand me. Man, I'm the boss. I'm the CEO. I'm the man. But spiritually, I'm supposed to receive it like, hey, man, I need to hear, because I might not be hearing correctly, right? So when I'm hearing, I receive. Now, how I used to operate was like that when Prophet used to say stuff to me. But now that I'm mature and in spirit, I grow in grace. Come on, watch this. So what he says here is this here. In contrast, some spiritual individuals do not allow the flesh to control their stages of life, nor produce a standard of living for them. Your flesh produces stages of life and begin to place a standard of living for you. And I don't know, you could think that you're living high on the hog, but you can actually be living lower in a disgrace place, right? The following is the stages of rejection that individual may experience. And I'm going to give it to you. And this is, the stages don't ever change across the spiritual board nor the natural board. They're all the same, right? So the first part, the first state of rejection is denial, that no one likes to be denied. The spiritual stage of denial. No one likes the spirit of rejection. Why? Because it brings me to a place that I've been denied spiritual or mental or fleshly access to something that I wanted. Now I got to experience the feelings of the denial, which is agitation, frustration, which is number two. When you are denied, something happens, you experience anger and frustration. That's an emotion, right? So now I'm angry, I'm emotional, I'm mad, I'm this and that. I can't believe them. They this, that you talking out of your childlike mind. He said, be angry, but sin not. You talking out of your natural mind, natural spiritual place. I can't believe he said this to me. I can't believe she said this to me. They don't know who I am. I know God. I know this, man. No, you don't, because right now you acting like a rebellious teenager. Spiritually, wake up, tune in, put your international broadcast on, family. What he says, then you start bargaining with him. You know, like my grandson, he'd be like, well, since I can't get this, Papa, what if I do this? Well, I really want what I want, but what if we do this? Can we compromise? That's the first thing we start doing. We go into denial, to anger, to compromise. What if we do this? We can't accept because we don't want to be denied. We don't want to be rejected. So we experience that denial, anger, and then bargaining. And after you get through bargaining and you can't get your way through bargaining, guess what happened? The spirit of depression comes in. Nobody likes me, man. They don't understand me, man. Oh my God, I'm so sick of this. I'm tired of this. Man, I've been filled out how many jobs? Man, I'm tired of being rejected by these people. I'm tired of blah, blah, blah. So the spirit of depression come in. Remember, there's some things that walk hand in hand with rejection. And this is one of them, right? So now it all depends if you can make it out of this stage of your mind, your flesh, because this ain't your spirit. Because let me tell you something, your spirit don't experience depression. Your spirit is a conqueror by the onslaught of it, by the beginning, by the revelation of it. Your spirit never, ever walks in depression, only your flesh. Your spirit is a conqueror. It don't even understand depression. I just said something right there. I hope y'all writing this down. Watch this. Because after the spirit of depression, if you can't make it out of this, you can never get to number five, and that's acceptance. Acceptance means, man, all right, but I ain't finna let this hold me back. I know God got something greater, right? I know he got something more in store for me than this. I'm not finna stay right here. I'm not finna stay in this place. I'm not finna walk in this area of this mindset. That's what spiritual individuals do. They get to a place. See, we go from denial to acceptance. Spiritual people go from denial to acceptance. We don't go from anger, bargaining, to depression. We go from denial to acceptance and go on by our business. I hope y'all hearing me. So then I talk about number five as being superhuman. Walking in the spirit. How we do that? Four ways. I'm gonna give it to you four ways. Shake it off. Continue in a different area. Operating your gifts. Become a spiritual adult. Have a spiritual mindset. Equipping others to become. When you escape the cave of rejection, equip others that are waiting on you with spiritual maturity. Watch this here. You go from denial. In the natural, we go from denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. In the spirit, we go from denial to acceptance, knowing that I am a great man of God, a great woman of God. God has great things for me, and I can do what Jesus said. He said, if I send you out and you don't be received, then guess what you do? Shake the dust off your feet. He didn't tell them, man, go sit down on their porch and cry and bargain with them and get angry and cuss them out and then get in depression, then get into acceptance. Come on, fam. No, that ain't what he said. He said, if you are rejected, do not receive you, then he said, shake it off, right? Continue in a different area. Do what Jesus did when he was rejected in his own homeland. Jesus was rejected. They knew him as the carpenter's son. They said, man, it's the carpenter's son. We ain't got time to hear him. He don't know nothing. Jesus didn't go from to being angry. He didn't go to bargaining with him. Come on, guys. Can we compromise? Can I get about a few of y'all to talk to me? He didn't do that. He didn't go into depression. Oh, you know, God. He didn't do that. He went from denial to acceptance to, man, I'm going to a whole different area. Let's go. Let's go do revival somewhere else, family. Then when he got there, what did he do? He operated in his spiritual gifts. That's what he did. He operated in his spiritual gifts. That's because he was a spiritual adult. He had spiritual maturity. I'm going to leave y'all with this. And I'm about to show you something right here to sum this up. And this will probably be the last day we own spiritual rejection, right? Because you know the spirit of rejection is paired, and it comes together with other things, right? And it walks hand in hand, like Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was a rejected man, but he needed the spirit of rebellion, which was Jezebel, to link with him so that he can operate. But then when the man of God came, he denounced everything that they had. And because Ahab was disobedient to God, he suffered. And because Jezebel was a spirit of rebellion in the earth, God called her to die. So you gotta know that the spirit of rebellion is like witchcraft. It operates outside of the will of the Father. I'm gonna leave you with this. Psalms 142, David is being rejected by Saul. He is running for his life. He finds himself in the cave. This is after great victory with Goliath, after years of running with Jonathan and doing great things. Saul desired to kill David. I want you to know that the spirit of rejection desires to kill you, right? It desires to take away your joy, right? It's denying you access to the things of God. It's causing you to operate in your emotion, which is anger. You can see it because you're trying to bargain with your flesh, which leads you to the depression. And this is what David was. He tried to bargain his way in, but now he's depressed and in the cave. He wrote Psalms 142 while he was in his cave. And he says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. Verse 2 says, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed with me, then thou knewest my path. And the way wherein I walk have thy privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. This is what David was saying. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said that thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry. For I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Don't it sound like David was in this scripture right here? Remember the scripture we read? Let me find it real quick. Isaiah 42, but this is the people robbed and despoiled. They are snared in holes, caves. They are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers me for a spoil. No one says, restore them. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Sounds familiar. That's a place of depression. That's the place that kills us. Rejection brings us to a place of isolation. Rejection brings us to a place of isolation and despair and puts us in a cave mentality that we begin to hear voices, that we begin to hear things that we think that is God because we want to be spiritual. We begin to conjure thoughts, which will then reflect our nature. And we operate out of our negative thoughts and voices that we think that will be God. I believe God wants me to do this. How can you say that when you're in your depression? You have to be delivered to hear the voice of God, family. I'm gonna say that again. You have to be delivered to hear the voice of God. And it's hard because you don't know. But let me leave you with this. You got to shake it off, right? You got to walk from denial to acceptance real fast. You can't live in the valley of depression, because if you live in a valley of depression, you're going to start hearing voices that's going to start giving you false answers to your denial. It's going to start influencing you. You got to know something about the spirit. Spirit influences the natural man. The influence of the natural man is simply the fruit of the rejected tree. When you are in a cave and you are in depression and you hearing spiritually, it's a possibility you're not hearing God. It's a strong possibility you're not hearing God. How you know? Because you ain't delivered. When you are not delivered, you're not hearing from God. Unless you're getting information to deliver you from depression. So you would try to give an answer to somebody else while you in a place battling depression. You're not giving a spiritual answer. You're giving an answer out of your flesh, which is an unmature mind. You're causing them to eat from the tree of rejection. That's why you got to be delivered from whatever it is, and operate not in a place of depression, but a place of acceptance and assurance and walking in your gift. Like David. Watch this. In 1 Samuel 22, in verse 1, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, listen. And everyone who was discontented gathered to him. Oh, about to say it. So he became captain over them. David wasn't captain until he conquered the depression through the word. When he conquered depression through the word, he became a captain over them. And there were about 400 men who were there who needed David's influential spiritual guidance, because he was not operating in the spirit of a valley of depression. He was operating as a conquering spiritual king. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Operating your gift. Stop talking through your depression. Walk in acceptance and hear the word of the Lord. Declare victory. Not in the cave of depression. Victory in the cave of depression may be false victory. You'll know when you're victorious, because he said, remember the scripture I told you? And the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train did fill the temple. When you are in the cave like the prophet, you will know when you're in despair and you're trying to go into a valley of depression, you will hear the accurate word of the Lord. When depression is removed from your eyesight and your rejection is no longer the object of your focus, and you're now no longer worried about what people say, you are risen up. Because you are a spiritual being, and God said to the man of God, get up. I got work for you to do. I got kings for you to announce. I got proteges and people. You are operating from a spiritual adult mind. I'm moving from this childlike mindset to where I can get to a place where God can use me, because there are people relying on me arriving from this cave intact with my spiritual nature. I may have to be here for 40 days, but in this 40-day period, weary. I got a word in season to the weary. And the first word is coming to myself. I am more than a conqueror. I am capable of getting out of this. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a spiritual individual. I'm a bad man and woman in the spirit of the living God. And I have not rejected the word of God. I'm not going to live in this depressed state that rejection brings rebellion. Rebellion brings witchcraft. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to get this off of me. I'm going to shake this off me. I'm going to give them the word of the Lord. I'm going to walk in dignity. I'm going to walk in pride. I'm going to walk in spirit. Now, when I say pride, I ain't talking about with a haughty spirit or a high-minded. I'm talking about with a low degree that I'm at the feet of God. That's how I dealt with the spirit of rejection. Because in due season, listen, how do you know, Apostle, when you conquered rejection? Because you don't elevate yourself. He does. He can bring you to the court where there are many people now who dressed in fine apparel, and you can walk in with the glory of God on you because you're not walking in rejection. You're walking in the spirit. How you know? Because he has lifted me up. How you know you conquered it, Apostle? Because I'm not seated where I used to sit. When God lifts you higher, you'll know it. You'll know it. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you right now. This is it. This is it, family. This is it. Because many of you are prophetic people. You're walking under the power of the Holy Spirit. You will not dwell in that place of despair. You will not operate in anger. You will not operate in bargaining. You will not operate in depression, but you're going to operate as Jesus did. You're going to shake it off. You're going to move to a different area. You're going to operate in your gift. And you're going to display the characteristics of a spiritual adult by the language that you produce. Why? Because there's people gathered around the cave waiting for you to arrive. Father, we give you glory. We thank you for every person that is gathered today under the sound of this of my voice. Lord, if they're dealing with rejection, either from childhood, from the womb, God, we rebuke it. We pull it up and root it out right now. Maybe they're being rejected from a lie, from a hurt from a loved one. God, that rejected them when they were younger. God, we uproot it right now. Maybe they're being rejected by their family. God, we uproot it right now. Father, we thank you. God, maybe they come from churches and places, God, but they've been rejected. God, we uproot it right now. Right now, Father God. Maybe, God, they were rejected from businesses and jobs that they once had. God, we uprooted right now. And just like Jesus was rejected from his own homeland, God, we give them a sense of understanding that shake it off. God, we teach them your principles of the word to shake it off. God, that they will walk into your spirit. Walk in your spirit. God, in the spirit that you give them to be conquerors. Your word declares that they're more than a conqueror, undefined by the natural concepts of man. God, bring them to a new place in you right now. God, as they are walking as rejected people, that is your glory, God. That after they done shook it off, God, they done changed directions. Father, that they have a word in season for the weary. That they have a word for the rejected hearts, the rejected leaders, the rejected family member, the rejected child. God, they have a word. God, in the name of Jesus, that the church will grow. The body of Christ will expand because of the anointing that is on their lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you now. God, the healing is taking place. Your love is taking place in them, that they are moving forward. God, wounded but yet moving. Bleeding, God, but yet moving. Not lying and waiting to die. God, in despair of their mind. But God, you have risen them up. And we give you glory. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We give you glory today. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We give you a hallelujah out of our mouth right now. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask that you bless these leaders. Bless these members. Keep them, God, with a mind that is stayed on you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen.